Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Welcome to Enter the Light. You're listening with Jan Drake-Bakke and Lynn Bleasdale tonight. We're going to give you an hour of readings and poetry and all sorts of discussion. We've got some weird music going on here. How nice. I like it. Okay, I think I got rid of it. Are we still? Well, I
that
was kind of
neat, though, Lynn.
I don't. What's that?
It was kind of neat,
though. Where that. It really was, but I didn't put it on. So, like, woo!
It was meant to be there, I think.
It was really freaky, but there you go. Well, I'll just have to do some more playing around with sound. Unless it was, you know, one of our spirit friends just giving us a little audio. Anywho.
I think so.
Well, you have some poetry for us, Jan, and you have a couple of announcements, too. And when you're done, I'll talk about our guest for next week, who's Trilby Johnson. We're looking forward to having her on. And so you go ahead, Jan, and then I'll follow you.
Okay. So anyway, hello everybody and welcome to our show, Enter the Light. And this poem is called Remember. And it goes, I live in not knowing so many things while I walk in uncertainty with faith and surrender. My destiny is released. I ask for its appearance for me to remember. Rapidly, life shows itself daily. Slowly, I take it all in. My destiny doesn't quiver. It's my fear that does. I won't let that win. Silently, in quiet observance, the answers come through this dense interference. Some piercing, some subtle. I'm grateful for all of this experience. While I walk in uncertainty with faith and surrender, I am still loved. This I will always remember. And that's that poem.
Oh, that's wonderful, Jan. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oh.
It's a poetry. It's beautiful. All right.
Thank you.
Had some, you were talking, going to talk about a few things that are going on, are you? Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. So let's see. I just wanted to say thank you for the people that shared our show for tonight. And that was Kevin Westerland, Lori LaPaula, Kurt Corbett, Lori Connell, and both Lynn and I, of course. And so I just want to say thank you very much for doing that. We really appreciate it. And also, I want to say thanks to Jethro Smith, my teacher, who got me started in this, basically. And he also lets us share our shows every week in the Psychic Bond Wild Room and the Psychic Jethro Room. So you might want to check out those rooms if you're interested in this kind of stuff that we do, psychic mediumship, animal totems, spirituality, and in general. And also, let's see what else. I also wanted to share our websites for Lynn and I. I don't know Lynn's, but mine is www.wefindourway.com. And that's my website. It has my prices for readings and also my some of the poetry I've done. And I also share poetry for all kinds of events. They've been used in songs and music, mostly by Linda Irwin, and also for events. And so anyway, you can get a hold of me for that and for readings. And I'm also into crimes. Missing persons, and I do that, and I belong to the Channeling Eric Mediums and the Channeling Eric Medium Psychic Sleuths. That's a crime group, and we work on crimes all the time, and so we're constantly in there doing that, and I work with a group of people. And then also our telephone number to call in tonight is 646-564-9868. And I invited like all these people on Twitter. And I do every week anyway. I'll invite a lot of my favorite singers and stuff like that. And But tonight, I decided to do it a little bit differently. I just was in meditation before the show. I always do that. And I was just letting people come through as far as who to invite. And they just started coming through, really, a lot. People that I could just see, you know, faces. So I invited all those faces that I saw. Literally, I invited every single one of them. And so I got to do that. That was kind of neat. Neat way to do it. And my husband just got home, so we're going to have a little noise in the background here. And then one more thing I wanted to say was, what was the other thing I wanted to say? Was okay, it's not down here. So I have all of it, I think.
I'll tell you what, Jan, why don't we move on? We've got a bunch of callers.
Okay.
So we'll do some more announcements towards the end, and we're going to take our first caller. How's that grab you? All righty.
Sounds perfect.
Okay. Area code 480, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yes, my name is Michael.
Michael. Hi there.
Hello.
So how can we help you, Michael?
Yeah, I've got a quick question. I'm in a roommate situation, and I'm looking to make a move in the next few months. And I just kind of wanted to get an idea if you kind of see, you know, I'm in California, so I'm also open maybe moving into L.A. or Orange County or something like that, or do you just kind of see in the little area of Ventura where I'm at now?
Okay. What are you getting anything there, Jen?
I was sidetracked by all the noise that's going on in my house, and I just...
Okay.
I wasn't able to concentrate there for a second, so...
Okay. Let me see what I can pick up.
I do see one animal. Yeah, I am picking up one animal right now.
Okay,
it is coming,
great.
Starting to come through.
Okay.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
I feel like we may have talked to you before. You sound familiar.
It's possible.
Let's see. I'm picking up, it's like a squirrel. At first it looked like a bunny, but it's more squirrel-like. So squirrels are some of the coolest animals. So let me see. And I didn't even hear what your question was, so I'm really sorry. We just had some background noise, and I just kind of spaced out.
Why don't you ask your question again, Michael, if you don't mind? And
sure.
Just give
I understand. I'm looking to make a move. I'm in a roommate situation now, so ultimately I would like to get my own place. And then I'm kind of wondering if it's in around where I live now, or maybe in closer to LA, or maybe down like maybe Orange County, Malibu, something like that.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, let's see. The squirrel says, getting ready for coming changes. By lightening your load, clearing out and giving away any goods and material possessions that no longer serve you. The best way to deal with the challenging situation is to confront it head on, totally honest, and with your feelings and thoughts. Be extra vigilant and cautious right now, and be willing to avoid or escape any strange situations. Be prepared for future by gathering and storing extra food, water, clothes, candles, and money for later use. And although you're actively and aggressively pursuing your goals right now, you need to balance this pursuit with more socializing and play. And you excel at organizing, strategizing, and implementing plans. And you're able to delegate and follow through with others so you can move on to other things. And you're very resourceful and prepared for anything and whatever is needed very quickly without a lot of stress. So that's nice when you're going through a move. And I'm seeing a violet color for you here, which is violet and then kind of a spider web too. But that's not a bad thing. That's a very good thing, actually. Anything to do with spiders are having to do with writing and the worlds of here and the afterlife, the different worlds and stuff like that. And as far as which place that you might be best for you, I'm not getting Malibu exactly. But I feel like it's going to be a fairly smooth transition. And I want to know, I'm going to look up this one thing with the spider because that came through. That's like the first thing that came through when I'm asking about your move. And so that's kind of interesting. Let's see. Do you feel like, here we go. There's an opportunity to access your deepest wisdom and assimilate it so that it becomes a part of your daily living. Beware of any potential traps or anything that's tempting you that wouldn't be good for you. Rather than staying stuck in this apparent impasse, open your mind to the infinite number of possibilities that are before you and then make a choice. Don't limit yourself to the mundane world, but instead be willing to explore other dimensions and realities. It's time to write creatively without limits of tradition or habit, allowing yourself to be inspired by nature. So if you're not happy with your way of life right now and want to make significant changes, but you may feel stifled by your fears and beliefs and limitations. So that's a good message right there, is to just remember to not allow yourself to be stifled by any limitations right now, especially when you're in this transition and you're about to make a move. I think that I keep getting that the transition's not going to be that hard. Do you feel that way?
Yeah. When it's ready to pull the trigger, I think it's going to go pretty smoothly.
Yeah, because that's really what I'm getting. That's kind of what I'm getting, is that, like, you're right now you're trying to figure out where to go, but what I'm getting is that the transition, once you know, is going to be smooth and it's going to flow pretty easily. So I'm not getting exactly which one you're supposed to live in, you know, like if it's L.A. or Orange County or Malibu, but I feel like whichever one you choose, that it's going to be a pretty fairly easy transition for you. So that's something to look forward to. I think I'm going to leave it at that for right now. I think the spider web is the one that, web is the one that came through here, because I saw that right away after I was asking about it. Very
excellent. Okay. Okay, Michael, I got for you the number 10 immediately came up. Also the name Amy. And I sense that this name is in connection to a real estate, someone who can help you do a real estate networking sort of thing. I have no idea why the image of red socks came up, but the image of red socks came up. And I also saw water, which is pretty logical for California. Now, I did write Malibu, but I also wrote there may be some kind of a house you can live in, like as a house-sitting situation. And I got an image of a little white house, and specifically over the door, there's a round window, like a porthole. And I also did get that there's a very easy transition once you make up this decision. But, Jan didn't get Malibu, but I would suggest looking there. You sure can.
Go ahead. Okay, well, I just want to say, I think it's, I shouldn't say that, really. I should just say that I don't know exactly which place it is, but because I'm working on a case right now that's in Malibu, so I
Don't go there. There's bad guys.
Yeah. So I'm kind of just, I need to take that out, Mike, and just disregard that. And it's not that it's not Malibu. It's just that I don't know. I didn't see it exactly. It could be Malibu. So, and Lynn is saying it is Malibu, so it probably is. It could
be.
I'm saying that
did resonate with me. Plus, I did get a really strong image of water, right?
Yeah.
Water and this little white house with it's distinctive because there's a porthole rather than a window in like the gable part. And the number 10, I think, refers to like the 10th of a month when this may happen for you. But I'd still like to know what the Red Sox are all about. Just an image of Red Sox.
Yeah,
so maybe
that I don't know, but it's interesting because I've been thinking about, because I have I'm launching a project with a business partner, and he is a high-end real estate broker. And I was kind of thinking of the fact that just to myself, how awesome would it be if all of a sudden he had a client that had to like leave for a year or 6 months, and then I just took care of the house.
Yeah. Check that out.
Yeah,
because house sitting did come up, definitely. and also the word transition was written down, which means I think you might find a really neat, like, temporary house sitting situation that you can take your time, find your forever home that you're looking for, and take the time. But, like, yeah, check out this guy. Check out. And I feel like there's a real estate agent, like, that might be able to help you, and I get the name Amy. So I hope that helps, Mike, and I hope it's maybe you need to go get some Red Sox and impress the real estate people. I don't know. Anyway, that helps a bit. And, good luck. I hope you find a wonderful spot and look for that porthole because it was really cool. So if you don't mind, we've got a lot of callers. So thank you so much, Mike.
Absolutely.
And call in
and
let us know,
Mike,
how it works out.
Yeah,
we'd love to
know
how
it goes.
Yeah.
I certainly will.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. And we're going to move on now. Okay.
Hi.
Our next call, 856, you're on the air. Have you got, could you get your name, please?
This is Laura.
Okay. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Oh, okay. How can we help you tonight? What, have you got a question?
Well, I would like to know, when you see me being able to make a move and get my own home.
Okay. Okay.
I'm waiting for the next lovely animal to come through. And I see them right now. So here we go, iguana, and that's a real different kind of animal too. Well, basically it's lizard, but iguana is a neat animal.
Mm-hmm.
We had them when I was growing up. We had them as pets. And,
wow.
But unfortunately, they had ticks on them, so. We had to get them taken off, and it wasn't too fun. So anyway, but they were really neat animals. So what I'm getting is pay close attention to your dreams, and especially reoccurring themes and images, by keeping a dream journal and meditating on your dreams' meanings and their messages. The situation calls for quiet and stillness until it's time to make your move. But when you do, you need to do so quickly and efficiently. This is an especially sensitive time right now where you're acutely aware of sight, sounds, vibration. So be extra careful about who and what you surround yourself with. Meditate and call upon a deep and ancient part of you, asking to be shown a vision of your path of life. Listen to your own intuition over anyone else's. That's a cool message. That's like a really good message, just pertaining to what you're asking about, you know, to help you figure out where you're going, what move you're going to make. And anything else, if it says that you're a dreamer and a visionary, both clairvoyant, clairsentient, pay close attention to the visual and kinesthetic information you receive in determining your path, and don't allow, what I'm getting is don't allow anything to get in your way of your path, and you have an instinct for knowing the right thing to do and make your choices, to make good choices, and you're very quick and accurate at sizing up what things you need to do, and also about others too. Does any of that resonate with you?
Yeah, it does. It's weird because every time, and this has been going on for a while, but every time I'm ready to pull the trigger and go for a house, something happens that puts me back. And recently a tree fell on my car and totaled it. So I had no choice but to go out and get another vehicle. I had to start all over from scratch. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's almost as if I'm not supposed to get my house this year, maybe. I don't know. But I've been trying to get a house for a long time, and I don't know what's going on with that. I'd like to try to make sense out of why it keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, the other thing that I'm seeing are a bunch of leaves going around in a circle, like going really fast. And I'm wondering if the motion of that is that you're spinning a little bit too hard at times, maybe, and things get blocked and then things happen. And I'm not saying you're making things happen. I'm just saying that what I'm seeing is a whirlwind, and maybe if you just relax and start putting down what you want to do, which I'm sure you are, but just relax into it a little bit more. You know what I mean? Instead of pushing for it, or I don't know. You know how they say when you chase it, it doesn't come to you. Let it come to you a little bit more instead of chasing it, I guess, is what I'm saying. And help, let the flow slow down a little bit. I don't know if that helps you at all, but that's kind of what I'm seeing in this image here.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're good there, Jen, are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Laura, I got a whole lot of stuff here for you. First of all, the number 6 comes up. I feel that relates to about a 6-month period. I don't think the house that you're meant to get has been sold yet, which is why the universe is not getting you there. The things that happen that seem like bad things very often are things that are happening to keep you from having worse things happen. Do you see what I mean? Trust that you're request to the universe has been heard, but we don't dictate the timing of these things. And my spirit guide, Jim, tells me constantly when I'm in a state of wanting something to happen so much that I'm trying to force, like push the river, so to speak, I'm trying to force it to happen, I get just trust, and that gets repeated to me. It slows me down and makes me realize that the universe is working on my behalf. It really is, but it won't happen on my time. It'll happen when it's meant to happen. I know this is the last thing that you want to hear because you've been waiting and waiting and waiting, but I feel that the house that you're meant to have is not sold yet, and I feel that you need to wait about a 6-month period and be patient and trust and know that it is going to happen. Be very careful. I've written down here, eyes open. Don't let yourself get pushed into a situation because you want it so bad to happen. Wait for this house to arrive to you. it's going to happen. And I'm getting, yes, yes, you will get it. But you just have to trust your guides, trust yourself, trust the universe. It will happen. And I'm also seeing that where you will eventually end up, it's not that far from a church, and you will hear bells. You'll be able to hear the bells from where it is. But give it time and don't push it. Let it come to you. And just for now, appreciate and realize you're being kept from worse problems, just being made to wait. You'll be glad afterwards that you did have the patience, okay? I wish I could give you a more speedy answer, but just watch out and don't let yourself get pushed into anything before it's time, okay?
Okay. Thank you both. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And we wish you the best of luck. Just remember, the universe is working in your favor and will answer your prayers. That is a true thing. So just be patient and trust and love. Okay? So
okay.
We'll have to
luck,
move
Laura.
On. Good luck to you. And let us know how it all works out. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. Have a wonderful night. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So we're moving on to...
That was great, Lynn.
Oh, good. Area code 631. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Suzanne. Thanks for taking my phone call. Hi. I was wondering when you see a love connection, a boyfriend coming in, a companion that's going to lead to marriage or living together.
Okay.
Let's see here. I see someone coming. Someone's coming. I do see someone. They're like running to you. You've got someone coming to you. That's what I'm seeing right now. I'm seeing a guy running. He's on his way. but let's. I'm not getting it. And I'm seeing a big heart. And. But now I'm seeing, it looks like in the water here, there's someone in the water, and they're popping their head up, and it looks like a turtle. So let's go with the turtle. That was fun to see that. So I feel like someone's coming. There is someone on the way. Okay, let's see. It's not the tortoise, it's the turtle. Okay, let's see here. Is that exciting to hear that?
Oh, very.
Oh, good. Okay, because that was neat to see. Let's see here. You're taking on, okay. These messages, from the descriptions about the animals, that's what these are and stuff. So anyway, you're taking on way too many of the problems and troubles of others. So slow down and take your time and enjoy the scenery. And be patient, determined, and stick with it. Before you know it, you'll achieve what you're after. At this time, pay particular attention for the shifting sensations in your body, as these are energetically resonating with subtle changes in the vibrations of the earth, and it's a good time to change your diet, even for a few days. They're saying like vegetarian, but you don't have to do that if you're not vegetarian, but maybe eat more vegetables. And by moving through your life more slowly and attentively, you'll discover a great deal of wisdom emerging from unexpected sources that you'd otherwise miss by being in a hurry. So, get out on the land and walk around a bit and use this as a meditation time. So basically, I think what they're saying is for you to just take some time for yourself and relax and meditate and don't worry about this situation because what I'm seeing is that it's coming to you full force and ahead. So just relax and go inside and listen to your intuition and into your guidance and live life and enjoy it and keep your eyes open and your heart open, and this is all going to work out. That's what I'm seeing.
So that's great. Do you know,
I'm still seeing the guy. I'm still seeing him.
You know when?
Well, good luck. I want to hear about it. I want you to call us when you meet him.
Oh, that sounds good. Do you know about when, though?
I'm sure Lynn could give you more of that. In this short of time, I can do it in a meditation. I can find out the time, but it's really fast here on the phone. And
okay.
I'm getting the number. No, it's okay. I'm just a little bit slower than most everybody. But I'm getting the number 5, so I don't know what 5 might mean, but that's the number I'm getting for you. Could be 5 months, 5 weeks, you know. I don't see,
five
I don't
days,
hear
no.
five. Well, could be 5 days. I don't hear 5 years.
Good.
Will she maybe have 5 guys to choose from?
And it could be 5 guys.
Oh, boy.
I
don't
you never
see
know.
5 guys. I see mostly 1 guy, but you never know. That's true.
Yeah. No, that's, I'm just, I don't, yeah, no, that's really good. I would, you can't see the face at all, eh? Is he gorgeous?
Yeah, I think he is.
All right. Okay.
I'm not really picking up on, I'm not seeing the face.
Okay. That's all right. We can't ask, you know, we can't get that much detail. That would be, I think that's crystal ball time, right?
Well, so, it's just too fast for me, but.
Absolutely. No, that's good. I wouldn't want you, you know, you can't just, you can't force this stuff out, right? It either comes or it doesn't. So do you want me to carry on then?
Yes, please. I'm done.
Okay. All right. Suzanne, I'm picking up that a past connection, like an old relationship, is still, the connection isn't completely severed. Is there somebody from your past that you haven't quite let go of in your heart? Do you know what I mean?
No, I have.
You have? It's not lingering hurt or wishing that it could be. Like,
no,
what I, mean,
I know
I
it's over.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Okay. If that's the case, make sure this energy is released. It's feeling like you might just make sure you don't, like, if this guy comes in, when this guy comes in, don't nail his head to the floor because of what this other person did. Okay. Give them a fresh. Yeah. Give them a fresh start. It's hard not to be a little scared when a new love comes in your life, because, you know, everyone's been hurt. But, you know, try to keep a really open mind and a really open heart and get to know this person for who they are and let go of that past stuff, okay? It was painful, but it is not serving you any longer. I get the image, a very sweet, old-fashioned image of a couple dancing. And what they are saying here is when you meet this person, make it a slow dance. Go very slowly, enjoy the process and take it very slowly. Don't jump into anything. It will work out for you, but don't push it. Don't make it happen all at once. And it's, thank you. I'm also seeing something happening for you at a community function. Do you attend church or are you in any groups at all, Suzanne?
No.
Any groups? No. Okay.
No.
Keep an eye out for community functions, like, you know, just like a turkey dinner or just fundraisers, stuff like that. And if there's anything that resonates with you, just, you know, take a chance and go. You know, take a girlfriend and just, you know, just keep your eye out, because I'm seeing you meeting someone at a fundraiser. It feels like something that people participate in for a charity function sort of thing.
I don't usually go to them.
You don't usually?
What?
Not at all.
Did you? Oh, no, eh? Keep your eye out, and you'll feel like if your gut tells you, yes, this might be a thing to go to, I think that you might have a chance of meeting this person. I'm thinking within a year, if you, but again, they're still saying, I think you feel this connection is severed, but make sure you're not carrying pain to the next one. They're really, really like, you know, and then this sweet old fashioned dance that you'll be doing with this next person will be a beautiful, beautiful, sweet, romantic time, and enjoy it for mm-hmm. that. Yeah.
Yeah, I try to hit some golf balls. Yeah.
What's that? Golf balls.
Yeah, try to hit some golf.
You know what? That's fine. Do something. Don't just force yourself into something. Do it because it's something you find fun, and you never know.
Fun.
And yeah, well, there you go. Could be a golf event then. You know, keep your eye out for that. And yeah, I do see a very positive outcome though. Yeah, keep your heart open and let this person make a fresh start with you.
Within a year?
Well, it feels like it'll happen for you within a year. But again,
a year from now? Oh my gosh.
No, I'm not saying like wait 365 days and then it will happen. But I'm saying I feel it will happen for you within the year to come. Like, it could be, as Jan got the number 5, could be like 5 weeks, 5 months, but I don't think it's going to be more than a year. But again, don't be pushing for anything that doesn't happen. Let it unfold like a flower, open naturally, right? And all will be well.
Okay.
I wish I could give you a more solid timeline, but I can't give you what I'm not getting, Suzanne. I'm so sorry, but I do see a really happy outcome for you. Just be patient and know it's going to happen for you. Okay.
All right.
That's all right then.
And we always want to hear how things turn out, so you know, give us a call and let us know. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much,
thank
Suzanne.
You.
We appreciate your call. Okay, let's see. Our next caller is... Oh, wait a minute. That's you, Jan. Our next caller is
okay.
Area 908. Oh, no. Okay, anyway, go ahead. I think I've skipped our longer waiting caller, but 908, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Lupa speaking.
I'm sorry, what? Luba?
Luba.
Could you spell that? Luke?
Luba. L-U-B-A.
Okay. Ah, beautiful.
Hi.
All right.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
No problem.
Glad
to hear you.
If I can ask, I need to... My daughter, she's suffering, and she needs help, definitely. And I just don't know how to help her or how she can help herself, or I honestly don't know what to do. But as a mother, I am I'm worried so much. She really needs help, and I don't know how to help her.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have you thought about getting her... Have you taken her to different places for help? Have you gone to one place and then or anything like that? No.
No.
Does she need some help with a counselor maybe?
I really don't know. Maybe psychologist. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. The problem is much deeper within the family. So, and I don't know that it's going to go away. But so that's,
Well, I mean, have you just, you know, maybe you should just, you could try going to a counselor, you know, just once, just to try it out. But the animal that I got right away, I mean, that's what I was feeling, is some counseling maybe, and then the animal popped up, and it was a dolphin, no, penguin. And so let me just check out penguin. Yeah, I really got a feel for her. Yeah, she's going through a lot, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like she needs some outside support. And the penguin is saying, you're much more powerful and durable than you think you are. You have everything you need inside you and in front of you to have a good life, so always keep that in mind. You'll be able to experience lucid dreaming where you become fully aware while dreaming can change the details of the dream. That's lucid dreaming, by the way. I don't know if you've ever had that, but that is really cool. You're awake inside the dream. And it's an excellent time to explore altered states of consciousness, such as astral traveling and things like that. You're probably not too interested in all that. You're interested in your daughter. So anyway, whatever you feel like you're suffering through or simply enduring, be as loving, compassionate, and patient with yourself and others as you can through this. So that's a very good message right there. And you'll soon face a test of your will. As long as your will and purpose are aligned with spirit, you'll sail right through it. So that's another good message to keep in mind, to try and keep yourself on a spiritual, thinking and following while you're going through this with your daughter, and have faith that she is going to be taken care of. Have faith that somehow, somewhere along the line, she's going to be seen to, and that she will pull through this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's hard to think about that when you're in the midst of something that just seems impossible. But that will be a good choice to have no matter what. And you have the remarkable capacity to endure even of the harshest conditions. That's what it's saying about the penguin. I think this animal is fitting what you're going through right now. And you're very caring, mm-hmm. protective, and patient parent with your own children. And so no matter what challenges you go through, you always end up landing on your feet. So that's good to know. Have faith in that. And you have a gift of being able to feel comfortable and function in different states of consciousness. So you're able to go through different dimensional spiritual realms, which is nice, because praying will be a nice thing for your daughter also. Keep in mind to keep praying for her and know that that God is going to be seeing to her too. And have faith in God that you have that other power to help you with her. You know what I mean? I mean, good miracles can happen. And but the initial feeling that I was getting was to help, to maybe to get her some outside help too. And mm-hmm. it sounds like, and like you said, it's a family, there's like family issues going on here or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm hearing that. That's what they're saying to me, family issues over and over. So it may be that it may be a complicated thing, but she could use some counseling, I would think.
It's
so
very
complicated. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. It's very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you don't have to do this all on your own. You know what I mean? And I know that you've been working hard at it too. But it's you don't have to take it all on, you know, and you could probably get some help with it. You deserve to get some help with it. And so just know that. And know that there's other options for you. You're not stuck. You know, you're not stuck. You can get help from other people. And sometimes the family can't go into counseling because people don't want to do it. You know, it's hard to get a family counseling situation. even though that may be what's needed. But at least you, at least one person can go, your daughter or yourself could go.
Yeah.
And so I would think about that and just have faith that this can turn around. You know what I mean? Just know that and have faith that somehow this is going to turn around eventually. And I just want to leave you with that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. The faith is all I have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Luba, I do have a lot here for you. I'm getting a strong feeling that the more you try to reach your daughter to help her, the more she pulls away from you. Would that be correct to say?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. In regards to your daughter, I'm picking up, I don't know if you know this song, but it's a pop song by the Eagles. It's called Desperado. It doesn't really matter if you know the song, but there's a line in the song that goes, "It seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get." It feels like she's pushing away a lot of good things that are being offered to her. I feel that she doesn't feel worthy of receiving good things. And every mm-hmm. time something good happens, she pushes it away and she hangs on to the pain, to the painful things. I feel this is very, mm-hmm. very okay. Now, this is something from the past that is still with her that she won't let go, or it won't mm-hmm. let her go. But it's very important to understand that depression is anger turned inward. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense to you? Okay. She's very, very angry. This is being turned in on herself. Now, I don't know, and I don't mean to be, I hope I'm not prying here, but I feel there may be a little bit of substance abuse going on here.
I just found out today the bottle of alcohol in her.
That's what I wrote down
room.
Here, Luba. Yeah, I wrote alcohol yeah. with a question mark, and I didn't want to hurt your feelings or anything, but mm-hmm. I feel very strongly she's using alcohol to kill the pain, and it works
yeah.
for very short periods of time, and then you feel worse. And this is unfortunately a cycle I feel she's in. I would get help for the alcohol problem. The alcohol is just it's a symptom of the problem, and the problem needs to be fixed. But you know, the drinking is going to make it worse. So now she's in Italy, and you are not, correct?
No. We are here in New Jersey.
Oh, okay. So she is close enough to get. I really believe what Jan said is really strongly true. Get her to some help. Now, she probably doesn't want to take the help, I would think, eh?
She does. The problem,
she does? Okay.
The thing is that her father is not talking to her for 3 years, and we live under same roof since she was 16. And then mm-hmm. she has anxiety attack
mm-hmm.
24/7. 24/7,
mm-hmm.
she has anxiety attack, so that
yes.
she can't sleep at night, and that's
okay.
She's constantly sad.
Is there
right.
anywhere she could? Is there any relative she could stay with for a bit? Just to, it sounds like she needs to get out of the. Is there a toxic atmosphere in the house because of this?
Oh. It is, but I have only son who is also not happy here, unfortunately. He has
okay.
depression, but he is a teacher. He is by himself, but she cannot stay there. Not that he won't allow her, but, you know, she's working. She needs to go to work, so that you know, stuff. And all my
mm-hmm.
relatives are in Europe. I am by myself here.
Okay.
So.
Well, you know, Luba, you are never, ever alone, okay? You are so surrounded. spirit, your guides, your angels, you're never ever alone. And all you have to do is just speak up. But I do want to say, I also got that when you're on an airplane and they do the little demonstration what to do in an emergency, and they always say to you, put the oxygen on yourself first.
This is
very strong for me to say to you, put the oxygen on yourself first. You must take good care of yourself. And you must keep yourself strong and healthy. And what we do too is called shielding. You need to put up energetic shields.
Mm-hmm.
If there's people and there's so much anger around you, causing the depression, and it's all fear based. Things are either coming from fear or they're coming from love, and so you've got to just grab the love around you and hold that and shield yourself with the white light. Actually, if you can go online and look up the white light protection, and there's meditations
you can do. I know how to do that. Yeah.
Perfect. And look after yourself first. But you know, get that help for your daughter, because I think a professional will help her to not get further. Because if she goes on this way, when people are weak and sick in their souls, they can't really help themselves. So you must find a way to get her to help. Okay, get professional help. Yeah. That's the best thing, I think. Find a good counselor.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Luba, we wish you so much love and take care of yourself. We will.
Thank you so much.
We will say a prayer for you.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Bless you.
Much
and let
love
us know how it goes.
You both.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so
call
much.
Back,
I will definitely be with Jane. Yeah.
Okay. Bless you, my dear.
Thank you.
Okay.
You have a blessed evening as well.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Area code 740, we owe you a huge apology. You've been waiting quite a long time, but you're on the air now. Could we get your name, please?
Well, thank you. My name is Sue. How are you ladies tonight?
Good.
Great.
How are you doing? You've
doing
been so
good.
Patient. That was my boo-boo. I'm not the best button pusher, and I hit someone who'd been waiting less time, but I think Luba needed to get on there.
She needed to be on there. It was the energy. She needed it.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you. So how can we, what can we do for you tonight, Sue?
Well, I've been trying for about 3 years to start my own business doing psychic readings and energy healing work, aromatherapy, all the natural stuff, and it's not working out because of a lot of obligations right now. And I was just wondering if you see when I move, if my business will take off.
So, Sue, hi.
Hi, Jan.
I recognize your voice right away.
Did you really?
Yeah.
No.
I'm seeing a wolf right away. That's what's coming in immediately.
Okay.
Have you ever had a wolf totem?
No.
You haven't? Okay.
No.
That's new, and I don't know, but that's just what I see. And you just go check it out.
Okay.
And it's fun, and we all know what wolf is, but might as well just look at it anyway. Characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being pulled from your consciousness. Make cooperation a priority over competition. Valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way, so pay close attention. It's important to maintain your self-esteem and integrity and deeply trust in your inner knowing, even when you feel misunderstood or misaligned. You're being psychically and spiritually protected at all times. So you're being protected in this. And, of course, you have a strong sense of family and community. You're intuitive, and you're social, and you avoid confrontations. You're very expressive, and you have a great deal of passion, sincerity,
and you are a natural born teacher and have knowledge on many, many things. And that is so true about you that we know. And so your question was when the business will come together.
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking? When will it come together once you move? You've been trying to get it together for the last 3 years.
Right.
Right. And I swear I'm just getting so many animals right now. They're just like so many popping in. And the words I'm getting are you're on the verge.
Okay.
It's like you're right on the verge of it, of doing it, of completing, of making it happen. You're just like right there. You're just on the verge. It's going to happen, you know.
Good.
I think it's just going to happen any time now, because what I'm getting is you're on the verge. And I'd like to. I know we don't have that much time. I'd like to hear what Lynn has to say.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, I got some really neat practical advice coming through. How are your writing skills, Sue? Are you able to write?
Yeah.
About what you're doing, your energy healing and your therapy and whatnot. You can write about the business you're doing, can you?
I probably could.
Okay. I'm getting the suggestion that while you're waiting for this to happen, start a blog and start writing about what you do. Even go so far, if you're not too daunted by the task, you can even set up a website for yourself. Have you done that?
No, I haven't.
Okay. How does that feel to you? Is that something that you're likely to take on, or is it, you know, because tech can be challenging, but...
I would like to do that, but it's intimidating for me, too.
Okay. I've written down here, have you ever considered having a partner for your business?
That's funny, because I'm moving back to Michigan when everything here in Ohio is done,
mm-hmm.
and I've had three ladies there contact me that they want to get with me to possibly work together.
I love that, because that came through very strongly, the word partner and then like three underlines, right? Partner with somebody. You're going for like a bricks and mortar business, right? With like a storefront and
I
stuff?
I would love
are
that,
you?
Yes. Yeah. I would love that.
I would talk to these ladies, even if, like, are they all three together or three separate people?
They're three separate.
Okay, well, I would talk to all three of them. Pay attention to your gut reaction. See which one resonates with you and partner up. You'll go so much faster and so much further. I would also look for IT skills in this partner, because get a website together, start a blog. And it's really intimidating, except all you have to do is write about the things you're passionate about. You know, you can do a passage on energy healing, aromatherapy, all the different aspects of your business. And this is going to help you to focus and clarify where you're going and what you're doing. And it'll also get you followers while you're setting up and in the process. Yeah, once your move is made, find someone you can partner with. I think you'll do much better with two. Yeah. And one of these people, just feel how you're feeling about them and take a chance on a partner. It can
okay.
be, I think you'll have a really good, a good outcome with this, but they're saying, you know, start writing about it, start blogging. Wix is a really good, simple little, there's all kinds of ones. Just type into Google, like do-it-yourself websites and pick one. They're not hard to do, but if you can find someone who's got a little bit of technical skill and, you know, trade off jobs, like you do the stuff you're good at, get them to do the website part. But everybody write and do a lot of writing about it, and that will help to make it materialize for you. And
okay.
I'm also grabbing somebody named Lewis comes through. This is Lewis from the other side, and is sending love and saying, "Be patient. It's going to happen. Don't worry. Once you hit the ground, you're going to hit the ground running." And this is coming from Lewis. I think it's on your paternal side of the family, about two generations, like a grandfatherly or uncle kind of figure. Okay.
Okay, I have to check into that. I had a great grandma Lou.
Could be.
Oh wow!
Lou. Lou, or would she have been like a Louise, like formally?
No,
Lou.
It was
just
Lou.
Okay,
I have to check into
that.
I'll check into
it.
I'll buy that.
Yeah, would she be on your dad's or on the father side of the family, the paternal side? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, Lou or Lewis, whoever this person is, they're with you. They're helping you, and just talk to them when you're feeling insecure. But you're going to be fine. You're going to hit the ground running. Once you hit the ground running, do you see what
fantastic.
I mean? Once you get going, you're going to keep moving.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and best of luck. I think it's going to be a great little business.
Good.
I do too. I just wanted to add one more thing, Lynn. That is, I love what you said for her, Lynn, because I know Sue's been wanting to get her business together, and but I haven't talked to you in a long time either.
Yeah,
and
it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm so glad you called in. But I know that when I started my when I got my website together, Sue, is I have a very small business, but it's all I can handle right now. But as soon as I got my website together, and the more I keep getting it, more it's like my base, you know, for me right now. I don't work out of a building or anything, but the website for me it sort of grounds me, it centers me, and it's where I work out of kind of thing. And everybody knows about it, you know what I mean? And once you put that website up and you've put all your information on there, you've written it down, you know, and you've set it, you put it in motion by writing it, like Lynn says, then it just starts to happen. It's just the natural flow starts coming, and it'll just start happening, too.
Okay,
and so anyway, I just wanted to add that on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Fabulous. Yeah. Never, never, never give up. Because it isn't happening now doesn't mean it isn't going to happen.
I have too much going on right now to concentrate on it.
Yeah,
right.
And that will be. Yeah, that's in your natural flow.
Yeah, I can't devote the energy and the time.
Yeah,
exactly.
Don't give up
the
dream.
One step at a time. Just one small step at a time. Like if you just put the website up, you don't even have to put too much info on it. Just sort of get the basic outline, you know, and just put it up, and then you've got it. You've already started. And then a week later or 2 weeks later, you can go back and add a few things. And then 2 weeks or 3 weeks later, you can go back and add a few things. And then you just start, you know, it might take you 6 months to actually get it going, or a year. That's how I've been doing mine. You know, it's taken me a couple years to get my website going, and I've just been doing it little by little by little, and now it's a base, you know, that I'm coming out of now. So it's just one step at a time. Don't overwhelm yourself with having to do too much, you know.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Yep.
Okay.
And keep us informed. We'd love to hear how it goes, Sue.
I will
definitely
let you know.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Psychic medium.
Thank you. You have a wonderful night.
You too.
You too, Sue. Thank you so much, and hope to talk to you again.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Where are we now? Area code. Oops.
Are we going on?
Area code. Oh, yeah. We have a couple of callers we still have to get to.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mean to hustle us along here, but so area code 253, you're on the air, and can we get your name, please?
I'm Becky.
I'm sorry, can we say that again?
My name is Becky.
Becky, hi, Becky. Sorry, I couldn't hear you very well there. So, how are you doing tonight? Have you got a question for us?
I wanted to know how soon will my husband and I be living in one household? I mean, do you look for that happening soon, like buying a new place together?
Hmm. Okay.
And you're in separate households right now.
Yes, we both have two houses, but we hope to sell both and move into one eventually.
Oh, how neat. Right. Gosh, I'm getting a big tree in the forest, and it's like it's in the dark right now. So I'm not, and I'm trying to see what animal is coming through. I always like to get the animal first. I'm at a standstill here with this tree. The tree is at a standstill, so I think you're at a standstill right now with this whole venture. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It just means that it's at a standstill. And and now I'm seeing a fairy. I'm seeing a fairy flying, and then also it's a wasp. Okay. It was a fairy that turned into a wasp, so that's what I got. I mean, I know that sounds really weird, but that's what I got. But the tree was definitely a feeling of standing still at this point. It's not moving along right now. And that doesn't mean it's not going to. It just, that's where you're at right now. And
okay.
So let me see. Let me just look up, let me see what the wasp says. I don't even know very much about the wasp. The wasp may have some ideas on how to get you moving. Whatever task is before you, jump in and go for it with enthusiasm and determination. Okay, then. Consider making a study of sacred geometry and how it applies to your life. For the next few weeks, focus on fulfilling your responsibilities and personal obligations. Break out of your routine and do something that's adventurous, unusual, and completely different from what you would ordinarily do. Lead with your heart, not with your mind. Okay, that's always the big thing, you know. Whatever you've dreamed of doing, put some plans into action that will help you realize them. And I know that's what you're doing right now. You're in a bit of a rut and want to break out of it. That maybe I didn't want to say rut when I see the tree like that, because that's not the feeling I'm getting. Not rut, it's more of a, it's just staying there, you know, not rut. But they're saying, you know, if you're in a bit of a rut, you need to break out. And so you've been wishing and dreaming about something and now want to work towards its manifestation. Well, that's what you're trying to do. And so one of the things that I think is really good to do for manifesting things that we want, and I do it myself, is, of course, I write things down. And I put things in the I am position. I am going to feel good today, or I am going to I am going to sell my house within a certain, you know, you put down a certain amount of time, or I am going to sell my house today, or, you know what I mean? The I ams are so powerful. They just, I'm sure you know this, but they put you out into the universe, boom, immediately. It's like, you're acknowledging it and you're claiming it. And I am going to do this. And so it puts it out very fast. And so that you can get that standstill to get out of its, get out of that, you need to start moving. And I think it is. I think it is. Of course it's going to start moving. I just don't, not immediately, not immediately.
Okay.
So don't worry about it. You know, because it will eventually. It's going to. And
right.
you're planning on it and you're putting it into action. But I would just go ahead and start doing the I am statements on a daily basis so that you can start putting all of that energy out into the vortex and into your manifestation energy, and so that it will start happening more quickly that as you want it to. You know what I mean? And things start moving along. And so, just have faith in it. Because I
I'm seeing waterfalls here too. So I think the outcome is going to be happening. It's going to be a good outcome.
Right.
I see the light
okay.
in the forest now coming down with waterfalls. So, yeah, good going.
Thank you.
I think I'll leave it at that and I'm done, Lynn.
Okay, that was great, Jen.
Thank you.
I like that waterfall image. That was cool. I got a series of this is not to be alarming because it doesn't indicate a tornado coming, but a series of little like dust devils, little tornadoes skidding around your personal energy space. Like, I think, have you had like any offers on these houses?
No, we're putting one up and then we'll put the next one up. No, we haven't even put them on the market yet.
Okay. I don't know what these little, it's like little tornadoes, like little whirlwinds of excitement, and then it stops, it feels like the energy's been going up and down and up and down and up and down, from excited to calm, and I don't know what that means, but is it like, did it take a while to make this decision, or?
It took a while to get his ready to be able to even be close to putting it on the market. So we wanted to do one house at a time.
I see. So, okay, maybe what I'm picking up, did you have like little bursts of energy where you were like working like crazy? And
major working on his, and then we took a break. We got married, took a break, and then, now we're starting to work on it again just to get it done.
Okay, I think that's what I'm picking up, like just sort of bursts of energy where you're just like going bonkers, like working, and then you have to stop from exhaustion and then go back again. Little tornadoes of activity. And I'm seeing a very strong, it says a fresh start, a new start, and it's like all the, you're going to start new memories. It's like a new memory book for you, and this new place that you're looking for is like a new start for both of you. And I got the question, rent. Do you ever consider renting either of these places out if they're not moving?
Yes, I've actually thought about just letting my son rent mine.
Mm-hmm. It feels like a really good idea. Just to have, like, get one of them on the market. And I did see, like, the him house, like you've got his and hers houses, and it's the his house I see going first, moving first.
Yeah.
So if you can rent.
And I think mine would be the one to rent.
I would say so. And it's looking like really it's indicated as being a very good thing. Especially if it's someone you know and trust, because renting can be a real, crapshoot if
right.
you don't know. But if you do know, it's your son, right? So you've got a good control on the situation. And I would strongly suggest if you can rent yours out while you're selling his house. And I do see his house. I see the number 4, and I feel like it's going to be about within a 4-month period that you're going to get a serious offer and a good buyer.
Nice.
But I'd send his out into the world first, rent yours if that can work for you. And I think that'll be a much better situation. It'll keep everything more of an even keel for you. So you're not worried about carrying 2 mortgages or whatever. It'll take the pressure off of you both. And I
It'll
do
be
see
nice
you
to
as,
be in one household.
I'm a little confused. This is the one we got the image of the tree, right?
Uh-huh,
yes.
Because I'm seeing like a lot of, I'm seeing your new place is having a really nice treed, like a lot of greenery around. It's very peaceful.
That's what we have now. Okay.
Yeah. Very, very peaceful. Very nice. Plants are excellent to have around for you. So, but I feel like you're going to have a really positive outcome, and these little tornado bursts of work you've been doing are going to pay off. They will pay off.
Well, that's good.
And I think, you know what I feel? You guys have kept your sense of humor really well during this process.
Yeah.
And you're to be commended, because if you can, what do they say? It's like renovations can kill marriages really quickly. So I think
you
guys
we weren't even married. We weren't even married when we were doing this. So,
well,
yeah, we're lucky we even got married.
Yeah. But you know what? It's a really nice energy I'm getting from you both. And I think you're going to do really well. And I see you, you know, sitting out in a pretty nice little backyard with trees and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think you're going to have a nice outcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. And yeah, the rental thing, it says rent 4 times here. So I think it's a strong hint that it's saying to you.
Maybe I should rent my house.
Yeah.
Thank you
so
much.
You've got a tenant that, you know, a dream tenant. So there you go. I'd go for it.
Yeah.
I hope that helped, Becky. And,
yes,
you know, as
helped.
Always, give us a shout. Let us know how it goes. I'd love, you know, we always love to hear that. So.
Okay.
That's great.
Thank you both.
Okay.
Thank
you so
Take
much
care,
for
Becky.
Calling. Okay. Bye-bye.
Lynn.
Okay. Yes, Jen.
Wait a minute. It was Becky.
What?
Yeah, I didn't get her name.
That was Becky. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's okay.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take we've got our last caller here. Oh, we've got perfect time here. Okay. Area code 239. You're on the air, and we'd love to get your name, please. Area code 239, you're on the air. Okay. Well, Jen, I don't think anybody's there.
Oh, I don't think so either.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's okay. I'll leave, like, we're actually 15 minutes away from the end of the show. So what I'm going to do is leave that line open. Because if 239 was just going to get a coffee or something like that and come back, they can hop in with us here. Okay.
Sure.
So that's good. Did you remember the announcement you were going to make?
Well, I think I was pretty much done. I was just looking through them, and I don't think I really had too much more. I was just going to say, you talked about Trilby. Trilby Johnson will be here with us next week. And she's really phenomenal, intuitive coach, and she's just amazing. So she'll be really neat to listen to. And so that was all. And and then I just had a small poem to read, and if we have time, if you want me to.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
I love your poetry. You know.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Lynn.
You're the poetess
with
the moistest. I won't do any more rhyming. You go ahead.
Okay. This one's called Light Darts. Light Darts, and it's very short. And it goes, speak life over oneself and others, over all of our sisters and brothers, encouraging words and thoughts are like light darts that shoot through the air, that kiss us with smacks, that nurture us and give us care. They are gifts we can give each other along the way to help us on our path every day. And that's that part.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, I really do want you to put this all together in a book, Jen. And,
I will.
I'd buy
Thank
it.
You. Thanks.
Yeah,
I have talked about it for a long time, and there's at least one person that's going to put their pictures in there, their photography in it, Sandra Green, and so we've been talking about it for a long time. I just need to get it together and start, working on it, and so, the book is really made. You know, I have all the information. I just need to put it together is all. So, but thank you for reminding me, because I don't think it would be that hard to put together, really. And So, yeah, thanks.
Well, it's funny. Our friend Linda Irwin, when I first met her, I had an astral projection experience where I I was trying to tune in her radio show, and I was getting all this static, and I turned around, she was standing there, and very shortly after, her radio show started, so it was kind of neat, you know, you
wow.
get a little inkling, yeah, and then you create it in your mind, in your thoughts, in your energy, and then you create, and then
yep.
it creates
then you create
in reality
it.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. That's so, wow. That's so neat.
Now, I'm just
gonna, you're like strong manifester there.
Well, what the main thing I've learned about it is like, let it go, put it out there, make your request, and then don't push it. You know, I'll try
yeah.
to find that poem about giving our toys to God. I think the last line is, how could you be so slow? And God says, well, how could I fix them? You wouldn't let them go. I'll find the poem for next week. But
okay.
I wish I could remember it. Maybe I can look it up. But I've got Trilby's website. Just want to read it out real quick. She's going to be our guest for next week. And she's an author, also called a body whisperer and energy alchemist. She's all about self-actualization and healing wounds. Let's see. I don't want to pull it up because it makes our sound go wobbly. But anyway, look up Trilby at https://trilbyjohnsontheconnective.com. Or you can just type in Trilby Johnson and all kinds of stuff. She's on Facebook as well. But if you are in any kind of, you know, existential pain, you're having relationship troubles, you're having trouble with self-esteem, please call in next week. She's really a really good healing energy transformation coach. Yeah, there's a whole lot of adjectives for Trilby, but she is quite a force of nature, and we're really looking forward to having her on next week. So
definitely.
Call in. Yeah, definitely. I wonder, I may have time, if you can just sort of give me a sec. I will see if I can find that poem right now.
Okay.
Yeah, you can just like talk about the channeling Eric mediums. They're great.
Oh,
just for a sec while I look this poem up.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, channeling Eric mediums are a group of phenomenal mediums with varied techniques and talents. They all have incredible talent, in fact, and they range from psychics, from mediums, healers, Reiki, poetry. There's just tons more. There's like lists and lists of what these people do, and you go on their website www.channelingeric.com and check them out. And they just it's a beautiful group. I'm so grateful that Amy Kavanoff got me into that group, and while I was also in Psychics Gone Wild, both groups are beautiful groups. And in the Channeling Eric group, which I work out of right now, it's a grief group actually, and it was a perfect time for me to get in because my mother died. My father died years before that, but then my mother died and my brother died immediately after, like a year later. And Jethro Smith took me on and helped me and taught me how to do stuff, and I was in his group for a long time. I'm still in his group, and I always will be. And then I went over to Channeling Eric because that was specifically a grief group. And so anyway, I could go on forever about both of the groups and Channeling Eric, but anyway, check them out. There's a lot of amazing spiritual people there, and counselors, healers, psychics, mediums who just do phenomenal work. And I mean, this is a serious group of people who put all their life into it, and they mean mm-hmm. what they do. They really do. It's a beautiful place, and it's headed by Dr. Elisa Medhus and her son Eric Medhus.
Yeah.
So that
That's great, Jen. Yeah, and there's so much compassion. Like, there are just so many people there to help if you've got something you want to talk about or problems. I found the poem. You want to hear it?
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's written by a lady named Connie Merritt, and it's just beautiful. And it goes like this. As children bring their broken toys with tears for us to mend, I brought my broken dreams to God because he was my friend. But then, instead of leaving him in peace to work alone, I hung around and tried to help with ways that were my own. At last, I snatched them back and cried, "How can you be so slow?" "My child," he said, "what could I do? You never did let go." Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, yes. That is so beautiful. Gosh.
Yeah. I think the theme of patience came up a few times tonight during the readings. And it's so natural. And I'm certainly guilty of it myself, wanting something to happen so much that, I guess you build up expectations and you think, oh, you know, this has to happen. But I do find, too, that it's like the Rolling Stones, you can't always get what you want. But you do get what you need. And I like to just, I trust in that wisdom of the universe. It's, it's always there and that love is always there. We can always turn to it and trust it. So, I just love that poem. And, things to remind yourself, don't get too impatient. Because it will happen. It's the timing is divine. In fact, I think I forgot to mention that to something I didn't read to. Who was it? Oh, it was Sue. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. I did write down that the things that block progress, they're on purpose. They're meant. You're not meant to have it at that time, right? So you've got to trust things that don't happen as well as what does happen. And the gratitude too is very important. Be grateful for the things you have, and never. What am I trying to say, Jen?
You're trying to say that we need to just really try and appreciate what we have and be grateful for every moment. I mean, it really comes down to that. It's hard to do because we're so busy and bustling and trying to get this and trying to get that, but the more we appreciate, the more we have gratitude for what we have, it's going to bring us more. How it works. And plus, it makes you feel better, too. I mean, I'm working on this. This is a big thing that I'm working on forever, seems like. I never feel satisfied with the things that I have or with myself about stuff. And I've always been that way. I've never been satisfied with myself. And I really need to be more grateful about what I have. I mean, my goodness, I have two arms and two legs. How awesome is that? You know what I mean? I have two eyes
exactly.
You know, and I mean,
yeah.
And so it just comes down to just basic stuff like that.
Sense of wonder, because it is a pretty astonishing trip we're on, and what you focus on expands. Yeah, it's so we're pulling towards the end of the show. So I'm going to just give out our websites and emails again. Okay, so Jan can be found on Facebook or at www.wefindourway.com. You can also email at jandrake007@hotmail.com. And Lori, who wasn't with us tonight, is at http://loriconnell.wixsite.com/empathyunlimited. And my site is http://lbleasdale.wixsite.com/lynn. And you can find us all on Facebook and just get in touch through our websites or either way. And any last words, Jan, before we start to sign off?
Well, I thank you, everybody, for calling in. I really appreciate all the callers. And And thank you, everyone, for listening. And I wish you a blessed week. And have a great time, too, and have fun. This is, we're in the middle of spring, and it's time to get outside and enjoy all the beauty and just let the sun shine on your face. So anyway, have a good week. And we love you,
yeah.
And we appreciate you.
Okay. Love and light to you all.
You.
And yeah, thank you so much for calling. We love you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
All right.